USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Republican presidential candidates will face off on the debate stage in Milwaukee tonight.
In total, 8 candidates will participate in the first debate of the 2024 presidential primary, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, former Vice President Mike Pence, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Former President Trump has decided to skip the debate and has instead recorded an interview with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson. I'm Corey Myers.
Two Republican presidential candidates plan to take legal action against the RNC for not allowing them to participate in tonight's debate. Conservative radio host Larry Elder claims he met all the requirements set by the RNC to qualify for the debate, but was told he was ineligible. Businessman Perry Johnson also says he met every requirement, but was denied. The plane reportedly carrying Yevgeny Prigozhin, the leader of the mercenary group that marched on Moscow in June, may have been shot down. Video online shows the trail of a missile and the plane crashing. Wagner-associated social media channels claim the jet was shot down by Russian air defenses. Russian state media reports that Prigozhin was killed in that crash. Former Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani is speaking out against his indictment in the Georgia election case.
I'm a big boy. I can take it. I fought battles much worse than this, against people much tougher than that.
The former New York City mayor turned himself into authorities today in the racketeering case against former President Trump and his allies for alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election. New home sales are reaching a 17-month high as buyers are facing an historically low supply of existing homes. Sales of newly constructed homes were up 4.4% in July, even with rising mortgage rates. That's according to a joint report coming to us from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development and the Census Bureau. This is USA News.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says an impeachment inquiry into President Biden could be launched next month.
McCarthy said it depends on if the Biden administration turns over documents, although the extent of the documents requested by Republicans is unclear. McCarthy mentioned bank statements and other financial documents possibly related to an alleged bribe Biden's son Hunter accepted from Ukrainian officials and other family business dealings. I'm Dave Collins.
The number of people confirmed dead in Lahaina remains at 115. But the number of people considered missing is back to about 1,100. That's according to the FBI's official list, which fell to about 850 people earlier this week. Maui County will soon release the names of those who are missing in hopes of finding them alive. Millions of people are dealing with an extremely dangerous heat dome in the central U.S. Forecasters say high temperatures could surpass 100 degrees in some areas from the Midwest to the Gulf Coast. Major cities under extreme heat alerts this week include Dallas, Oklahoma City, Kansas City, Louisville, and Nashville. Labor Day travel is way up compared to last year, especially those going abroad. According to AAA booking data, domestic travel this upcoming holiday weekend is up 4%, and international travel spiked 44% compared to last year. The most popular destinations are typically the Pacific Northwest, bigger cities like New York and Denver, and hot spots like Las Vegas and Orlando. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried new Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.